Steve's Weekly Podcast. Hello there and welcome to this week's episode of Steve's Weekly Podcast here on Spotify Music, Apple Podcast, and of course Google Podcast as well. Of course, this is, what episode is this? Episode 151. First of all, apologise because we haven't had a podcast for about a month now. It's been a month since we last had a podcast available to you guys. The reason being is because I've been a little bit under the weather for a couple of weeks. I was under the weather last week. I wasn't even here. I was away for a couple of days last week, so there was no podcast last week neither. So I am back. Obviously, we've had a lot going on this past month. We've had the writer's strike that's now officially come to an end. The actor's strike is still going on at the moment, and the Hollywood studios are currently saying that if a deal isn't struck between now and next week, then they're going to stop negotiating deals with SAG-AFTRA, the union where the actors are and stuff, the actors belong to. They're going to stop negotiating deals with them until January next year, which would then ultimately mean we see a lot of TV shows and movies delayed. So it's not going to be looking good if we don't see a deal struck between now and next week. However, though, they have been negotiating deals over the last couple of days, which has been really good to see. They are going to be going back to the negotiating table again later this evening, I believe, tonight, Friday the 27th of October. So far, the talks are going really well from what insiders are saying. So this is a positive step. Let's fingers crossed hope that the actor strike will come to an end in the next week. That will mean that they will get back to work as quickly as possible. It does mean that the productions will start up again in Hollywood for TV shows and movies, and we should be seeing more movies and TV shows coming out in 2024. I know that like the TV series Chucky, for example, it aired its mid-series 3 finale this week, and had the actor's strike have not been going on right now, I think we would have got series 3, like episode 5, 6, 7 and 8 over the course of the next 4 weeks. But given the fact that obviously, you know, the actor's strike is going on, they haven't been able to film anything, they haven't been able to do anything with that show, so therefore they're taking a mid-series break. They might be back later in 2024. We'll just have to wait and see. So, but yeah, we'll see what happens with that anyway. Obviously, Deadpool 3 is now delayed, by the way. Deadpool 3 has been delayed, which I think was just going to be the obvious kind of thing, wasn't it? Because there was no way it was going to reach its May 3rd, 2024 target. So, yeah, so Deadpool 3 has been delayed now to later in 2024. We don't know when exactly. They haven't given us an exact date. However, though, rumours are suggesting that Captain America Brave New World is now going to be moving back to its original release date of May 3rd, 2024. It originally was going to be released on that date, then it got pushed back, and obviously Deadpool 3 got put in its original release date. But by the sounds of it, Captain America Brave New World is ready to go, so that might be the next movie that we'll see after the Marvels movie comes out in November, is probably Captain America Brave New World. And then we might see Deadpool 3 come out probably when Brave New World was going to be coming out, which I think was like summer 2024. So yeah, so we'll see what happens with that anyway. But I think for now, though, that's the latest that I can bring to you in regards to the actor's strike and stuff like that, okay? Obviously, I know that Doom Part 2 got delayed. Mission Impossible 8 got delayed this week, by the way. due to the actor strike. So that's now been delayed from June 2024 to May 2025. So it sounds to me like there is still a lot of work to go on with that. There was another movie as well. Was it A Quiet Place Day One, I think it is. I think it's called. That's now been pushed back a little bit. I think that was going to be coming out a few months prior to... I think it's been moved... When's it been moved to? Is it June 2024? I think it was moved to June 2024. I'll just have a look for you. Quiet Place Part Day One. I was about to say Part One. Release dates. Let's see what comes up. Yeah, so originally it was going to be released 8th of March 2024. Obviously, that's not the new release date now. The new release date is June 28th, 2024. So, fingers crossed, that is when the new movie will come out. But we'll wait and see on that one, okay? So, obviously... If the actor's strike isn't resolved by the end of next week, then I could be coming onto this podcast next week and I could be talking to you about a few more movie delays and stuff like that due to the actor's strike and stuff. But if the strike hasn't been resolved by next week, then over the course of the next couple of weeks, maybe even going up to Christmas, you could probably expect me talking on this podcast about... some movies that have been delayed. So yeah, so just be cautious about that. Be cautious about that. Anyway, coming up on this week's episode of the podcast, I am going to be talking about Super Mario Bros. Wonder because I have had the chance to play that game. So I'll give you my thoughts on Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Also as well, it is the end of October. It's weird because the last episode I did was the end of September. We're now at the end of October. So I'm going to go through the list of everything that's coming to Disney Plus and Netflix, both in the UK and US, and also, as always, what's leaving Netflix in the US and UK for November 2023 as well. And also as well, I'm going to give you an update in regards to the release date of when Doctor Who will be back on screen worldwide, not just in the UK but worldwide. Okay, I'll give you the update on that a little bit later on in this week's podcast. Anyway, you can probably tell that my voice is still not 100%. Honestly, this cold has been with me for the last few weeks now. It is starting to die off slowly, very slowly. Honestly, I've had a terrible cold, I've had a terrible cough. I mean, at the beginning of this week, I was sneezing my guts up so hard that I honestly thought at one point I was going to sneeze my guts up. Yeah, honestly, it's been a very, very terrible couple of weeks for me. The only good thing that's come out of this past few weeks, I'm going to say, is obviously me playing Super Mario Bros. Wonder and me going to see my granddad as well for a couple of days. I thought that was really nice for me to go and see him for a few days. I am going to be seeing him again for a couple of days towards the end of November. So I don't know what I'm going to do with the podcast in terms of the podcast wise. I may delay the podcast to maybe the Saturday or something that week. But yeah, I'm going to be seeing my granddad again, hopefully for a couple of days towards the end of November. And I am going to be seeing him again sort of beginning / mid-November because my uncle is coming down from Australia for a couple of weeks. And I thought it'd be nice for me to catch up with my uncle as well. I haven't seen my uncle in years, even like before the pandemic hit, because he's been out in Australia since COVID. So yeah, so it'd be really nice to see him again for a little while. So, yeah. So, anyway. But don't worry, though. Rest assured, the podcasts are back. I am going to try my best to stay on track and do them, okay, every week for you guys, all right? Especially right now, what with the actor strike going on and stuff like that. it's good for me to kind of keep you guys informed and updated about some upcoming movies and stuff like that, and where we're at and stuff like that. So also as well, today, Friday the 27th of October, it's time to go back in time to 2014, when Taylor Swift released her debut album, not debut album, her new album, 1989. It got released 9 years ago this week. 9 years later, it's been given a re-release under the form of Taylor's version. That's right, she now owns the album to herself. No one else has the rights to that album aside from her. So yeah, obviously over the last couple of years she's been going back and she's been basically giving us, the fans, the opportunity to go back to her previous eras and just relive those moments in those eras all over again. We've had Speak Now, we've had Fearless, we've had Red, we've had 1989 as well. And, you know, and obviously we've still got Reputation to go. And we've even got her debut album that she released 16, 17 years ago. So, yeah. So that is all still yet to be re-recorded and re-released. There are hints and rumours pointing at maybe a January 2024 release for Reputation, which would then mean that maybe in the middle of next year she might release her or re-release her debut album, which is self-titled Taylor Swift. I haven't yet listened to 1989 Taylor's version, surprisingly, but it's safe to say that later on I'm going to get my headphones on and I'm going to party like it's 1989, because, yeah, you know, it's a great album. I do love the album, you know, and I think really that's when I first kind of became a fan of Taylor Swift, really. I loved her previous songs before, like, you know, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together and 22 and all of that. But, you know, I think it was the 1989 era that kind of got me fully into, you know, like the Taylor Swift, I love this artist so much kind of mode, you know. So, yeah, so I will give that a listen a little bit later on today, and I'll give you my thoughts on the 1989 Taylor's version album in next week's weekly podcast. There's so much for me to do today. You know, I've got a video to, I've just finished recording a video which I now need to up to edit and upload to YouTube, because I now do movie wrap-ups. So every week I do a movie wrap-up each week, going through all the movies that I've watched this past week and giving you my thoughts on each movie and stuff, okay? Thank you to Letterboxd. So I do that, and basically it just gives you guys an idea of what movies you should check out and maybe what movies are best to avoid. So I do that now every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time on my YouTube channel, Steve Official. Okay, if you want to check those out. I've only got two episodes out at the moment. The third one is going up this afternoon. So, yeah, so there'll be three episodes out probably by the time this podcast is released for you guys to listen to. So feel free to check that out once you've done listening to this week's podcast. I'd really would appreciate it a lot. And again, you know, if you would like to, feel free to hit the like button, comment in the comment section down below as well on my YouTube video, if what you guys have seen this week movie wise and give me some of your thoughts on some of the movies that I've seen that you may have already seen as well. Again, that would be really appreciative. And if you are new to my YouTube channel, you can always subscribe to my channel as well, and see the content that I post and get up to. So there we go. So there is that. Also as well, what else was I gonna say? I was going to say something else as well. I've got the 1989 Taylor's version album to listen to today as well over on Spotify. So I've got that. I've also got some movies to watch as well today. For example, Pain Hustlers. Now, I've heard really bad stuff about Pain Hustlers. Brand new movie over on Netflix right now. But I'm eager to give it a watch. It's got Emily Blunt and Chris... Is it Chris Evans, the Captain America Chris Evans, not the British radio presenter? I'm just going to have a look because I can't remember now. Let me have a look. Hold on. It's under my watch list on Letterboxd, actually. So I'll find out in... Oh, okay. Well, I've got 5 pages worth of movies to watch. Is it on page 5? No, it's on page 4. Okay. Is it on page 4? Yeah, page 4. Here we go. Who's the cast in this? So, yeah, Emily Blunt. Yeah, Chris Evans. Yeah. It's a 2-hour film. It's on Netflix today. After losing her job, a single mum falls into a lucrative but ultimately dangerous scheme selling prescription drugs. You know, the premise doesn't sound that bad. And I've heard, all right, I'm going to be honest with you. I've heard bad reviews from critics, but some people on Letterboxd have given it a maximum of 3 stars, maybe 3.5 star ratings. So, hold on, 0.5 star, 1 star, 1.5 star, 2 star, 2.5 star. Yeah, most of them have been given it a 3-star rating. So, I don't think the film is going to be that bad. I'll give it a watch later, and I will give you my thoughts on the film in next week's podcast, okay? Because I'm intrigued to watch it and see. I mean, it's got Emily Blunt and Chris Evans in it, so a lot of people are going, oh, well, Emily Blunt and Chris Evans, oh, they can't even save this movie. But I don't know. I mean, it might be good. It might be. I mean, I don't know. Well, I'll give it a watch anyway. It's on Netflix today. If you want to give it a watch, it is available to watch right now over on Netflix. Another movie that I've also got to watch as well is Five Nights at Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's. That's right. Today, Friday the 27th of October, 2023, it is the release of Five Nights at Freddy's. So, yeah, and obviously it's based on the video game adaptation of Five Nights at Freddy's, a game that I've never played before, but I am familiar with the premise behind the game, so I understand what the movie is ultimately going to be about. Now, I'm not going to lie, critics are hating on this movie. Even a YouTuber that I've watched, I tend to watch his movie reviews on upcoming movies that are coming out in cinemas and stuff. Even he said it was a pile of dog crap, shall we say. So I'm going into this film with a little bit of low expectations. I mean, I might like it. I might think it's a fun movie, but I don't know. I'm going to see. Anyway, I'll give you my thoughts on Five Nights at Freddy's, the film, next week in the weekly podcast as well, okay? There's 2 more movies that I am going to be watching this week, by the way, which I do want to talk about in the podcast. Trolls Band Together is one of them. I'm going to watch that on Sunday at the cinema, so I'll give you my thoughts on that in next week's podcast. And another film that I'm going to watch next week sometime in the cinema is a movie that I saw a trailer for recently called Cat Person. It's basically about a single girl uses a dating app to chat up this guy who sounds really nice over the dating app, but in real life, he's not the same guy. Yeah, so I'm going to give that one a watch. It's kind of like a psychological thriller / drama movie. I'm going to give that a watch next week, and I'll give you my thoughts on that in the podcast next week as well, okay? So there are some other movies that I'm going to watch next week, but I'm going to save those ones for the video that I do for my movie wrap-up as well, okay? Right, anyway, let's get into this week's podcast, okay? Because I'm going to go through what's coming to Disney Plus in November in the US to begin with. So, starting with Wednesday the 1st of November, which is next week, we've got Behind the Attraction Series 2, The Three Detectives, Firebud Series 2 new episodes, The Incredible Dr. Pole Series 23, 10 episodes. Kif Series 1, 3 episodes. The Villains of Valley View Series 2, 3 episodes. And then Thursday, the 2nd of November, we've got Loki Series 2, Episode 5. Now, obviously, this is being released at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Can I just say, prior to recording this week's podcast, I've just finished watching Episode 4 of Loki. What a cliffhanger! I honestly cannot wait to see what happens. What happens in episode 5 next week. I honestly cannot wait, because I'm kind of mind blown right now with what happens. Anyway, if you want to see episode 4 of Loki, it's available right now on Disney Plus Series 2, of course. So yeah, but episode 5 of Series 2 is coming out on the 2nd of November. Friday the 3rd of November, we've got the US are getting Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Ceremony. And it's going to be a live stream. Goosebumps Episode 8. Spider-Man Far From Home. Marvel Studios Legends. New episodes. Carol Danvers. Kamala Khan. Monica Rambeau. Obviously, this is to celebrate the fact that the Marvels movie is coming out on the 10th of November. Monday the 6th of November, JFK, One Day in America. Wednesday the 8th of November, The Santa Clauses Series 2, 2-episode premiere. I haven't watched The Santa Clauses. I know Series 1 came out last year, but I haven't watched The Santa Clauses. I think I should watch it this year for Christmas. Young Jedi Adventures, new episode. Daddy's on Request Series 2. Thursday the 9th of November, we've got Loki Series 2. Friday the 10th of November, Goosebumps Episode 9. Wednesday the 15th of November, The Santa Clauses Series 2 Episode 3. The Ghost of Molly Magee Series 2, 4 episodes. Hamster and Gretel Series 1, 4 episodes. Me and Mickey Short Series 2, 22 episodes. Mickey Mouse Funhouse Series 2, 8 episodes. To Catch a Smuggler, Series 6, 8 episodes. Friday the 17th of November, we've got a brand new original film called Dashing Through the Snow. Goosebumps, Episode 10 finale. Monday the 20th of November, we've got Incredible Animal Journey, Series 1, 6 episodes. Wednesday the 22nd of November, The Santa Clauses, Series 2, 4, Episode 4. Haley's on It, Series 1, 3 episodes. Meet Spidey and His Amazing Friends, Series 3, 6 episodes. Marvel's Spidey and His Amazing Friends, Series 2, 5 episodes. Thursday the 23rd of November, The Naughty Nine, which again is another Disney original movie. And then Saturday the 25th of November, there is something coming to Disney Plus in the US, which I'm not going to talk about just yet. Give me a second. All right. Saturday the 25th of November is an important date for Disney Plus fans around the world, aside from the UK. All right. I'll give you the reason why in a few minutes. Wednesday the 29th of November, you've got Assembled, The Making of Loki Series 2. The Santa Clauses Series 2 Episode 5. Life Below Zero Series 21, 11 episodes. Lost Cities Revealed with Albert Lin, Series 1, 6 episodes. Mickey's Christmas Tales Short, Series 1, 5 episodes. And that is it. That is it for the US for November 2023. In the UK and Ireland, starting with Wednesday the 1st of November. Now, prior to recording this podcast, I've already seen what's coming to Disney Plus in the UK for November. And can I just say, thank you, Disney. Because they must know that November is my birthday month or something. They must know this, right? They must. Because, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go through the list right now, right? From Wednesday the 1st of November, I'm going to go through it all, right? But there is a lot coming up in the UK and Ireland in November for Disney Plus subscribers. And a lot of it is stuff that I really, really like. So let's start. Wednesday the 1st of November, The Simpsons Season 34. Thank you, Disney gods. They must know it's my birthday. Because honestly, you know, you can safely say now, right? The first week of November, right? The first week of November, the first Wednesday or the first Friday of November, whenever, we always seem to get the latest series of The Simpsons on Disney Plus. Obviously, Series 35 is airing right now in the US. Obviously, Disney Plus isn't going to be getting Series 35 till next October for US fans, November for UK fans, but I'm glad that Series 34 is on Disney Plus, starting from next week. So yeah, so The Simpsons Series 34 is coming on the 1st of November. The Prank Panel, Lions of Sicily, 4 new episodes. Behind the Attraction Series 2. American Horror Story Series 12, Episode 4. Solar Opposites Series 4. Again, thank you, Disney. Series 4 of Solar Opposites is finally coming to Disney Plus next week here in the UK. And that makes me happy because I love that show so much. I love Solar Opposites so much. I've been waiting for ages for that series to come out. So I'm so glad that it's finally coming to Disney Plus next week. Anyway, Miraculous Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir, new episode. FX's Welcome to Wrexham Series 2, new episode. Thursday the 2nd of November, The Kardashian Series 4, new episode. Friday the 3rd of November, Loki Series 2, Episode 5. The fact that I'm going to be waking up next Friday on my birthday and the first thing I'm going to do is watch episode 5 of Loki to find out what happens. I mean, is there only 2 episodes left? I think there is. I think there's only 2 episodes left. It's madness. The Quiz Lady, which is a brand new movie. Now, this film does star Awkwafina and Sandra Oh as well. This is actually going to be a movie coming to Hulu in the US on Friday next week as well. But it's coming to Disney Plus worldwide on Friday next week as well. Goosebumps Episode 8. Marvel Studios Legends new episodes. Carol Danvers, Kamala Khan and Monica Rambeau. Wednesday the 8th of November. The Santa Clauses Series 2. 2 episode premiere. Culprits, which is a brand new British original drama coming to Disney Plus. Killer Vacation, which is a Star original. Vigilante, which is a Star original. FX's Welcome to Wrexham Series 2 new episode. World War 2 Secrets from Above. American Horror Story Series 12 Episode 5. Now, I believe now. Part 1 of Series 12 of American Horror Story is done in the US. And I think Episode 5 was the last one. So, yeah. Obviously, I don't think they've got any more episodes at the moment due to the strike. So, we'll have to wait for a little while until American Horror Story does come back with more episodes. We'll go from there. But yeah. Young Jedi Adventures, new episodes. Thursday the 9th of November, The Kardashian Series 4, new episode. Friday the 10th of November, Marvel's Loki Series 2, Episode 6. Jingle All the Way 2. Goosebumps, Episode 9. Tuesday the 14th of November, A Murder at the End of the World 2, Episode Premiere. I'm really looking forward to this series on Disney+. Wednesday the 15th of November, Brawn, the Impossible Formula One Story. Minnie's Bo Toons Camp Minnie. The Santa Clauses Series 2, Episode 3. FX's Welcome to Wrexham Series 2, New Episode Finale. Thursday the 16th of November, the Kardashian Series 4 new episode. Friday the 17th of November, Dashing Through the Snow. Goosebumps Episode 10 finale. Tuesday the 21st of November, A Murder at the End of the World Episode 3. Wednesday the 22nd of November, The Santa Clauses Series 2 Episode 4. Love in Fair Hope, which I believe is already on Hulu, I believe. Car SOS Series 10. Can I just say, Car SOS Series 10. During the pandemic, during lockdown, and when there wasn't really a lot of content on Disney Plus, I used to watch Car SOS. And do you want to know something? It's actually a good series. It's basically about like this car restoration team that go around the UK, and they go around the world actually as well, and they basically fix up all these classic cars and they make them look brand new again. It's really interesting, to be honest. So yeah, so Car SOS Series 10 is going to be on Disney Plus in the UK in November, which I'm really looking forward to. So I might give that one a watch. I haven't watched it in a couple of years, mind. So I may have to go back and rewatch it and revisit it. But it is a really good series. It's very interesting to see how the cars looked at the beginning of the episode to how they look at the end. And the fact that the owners, they get surprised by the finished product at the end as well. It's really, really good. I love the series anyway. Also coming up on, what date is this? Wednesday the 22nd of November. We've got brand new episodes of Family Guy. Again, it's like Disney just know it's my birthday month. And they're just like, here you go. Here you go, Steve. Just have all this content on us. But yeah, Family Guy, new episodes are coming on Wednesday the 22nd of November. Thursday the 23rd of November, The Kardashian Series 4, new episode. Friday the 24th of November, Deck the Halls. Sunday the 26th of November, Far Away Downs. Tuesday the 28th of November, A Murder at the End of the World, Episode 4. Wednesday the 29th of November, The Artful Dodger. The Santa Clauses Series 2, Episode 5, Reservation Dogs Series 3, Assembled, The Making of Loki Series 2, and American Horror Stories Series 3. Now, given the fact that yesterday in the US, they had a 4-episode Halloween event. All 4 episodes are going to be dropping on Disney Plus in the UK on, what date was this? The 29th of November. So I'm looking forward to it. I've seen the synopsis behind each episode and all 4 of them sound really interesting. And I definitely want to give them a watch. So I'm in. I'm in for that. Thursday the 30th of November, obviously we've got the Kardashian Series 4. New episode as well. Okay, so there we go. So yeah, so that's everything coming to Disney Plus in the UK in November 2023. Can I just say, for the first time in God knows how many months, there's probably 75%, maybe 80% of content on Disney Plus that I'd actually go, I'm going to watch that. 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 You know, it's very, very rare that I'm kind of sat here going, well, there's 80% of content here that I actually want to watch. Normally, it's around about 30%, sometimes 15%, maybe even 5% sometimes. But I'm so glad that there is a lot of content coming to Disney Plus in November that could probably tie me over right up until Christmas. So honestly, I'm really glad that we are getting a lot of good content this month on Disney Plus here in the UK. Right, let's have a look and see what's coming to Netflix. Before I do start, actually, here in the UK this week, the movie that came out earlier this year, Talk to Me, is on Netflix right now. So, yeah, it's one of the best horror movies of 2023. It's funny because I knew it was coming to Netflix anyway, but up until Monday this week, the movie was only available to rent on digital. On Monday this week, the film came out to buy, and I was like, I know it's coming to Netflix on Thursday this week, but I'm going to buy it anyway, because just in case it goes off Netflix, I've still got it to buy and keep on Amazon. And I just felt like, because I felt as though it was one of those movies I wanted to purchase anyway. So either way, I've got Talk To Me on digital now, which I'm really glad about, actually. There's been a lot of movies I have bought on digital in the last month, actually. There's been quite a few movies, which I might go through a little bit later on the podcast very quick if we've got time. But yeah, there's been quite a few. But some of them are recent. There's a couple more movies that I do want to get. Actually, very quick. No, you know what? I'll talk about digital stuff very shortly, okay? I just wanted to say that Talk To Me is available on Netflix here in the UK right now. If you want to give it a watch on Netflix. But yeah, I'm probably not going to watch it on Netflix. I'm probably going to watch it through Amazon because I have brought it. So, but yeah, so I just thought I'd let you guys know about that. But let's have a look and see what's coming to Netflix in the US from November 1st. So from on November 1st, 13 going on 30. 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. 60 Days In Series 5, Black Christmas 2019, oh no, I feel bad for you guys over there having that film. Cold Pursuit, Desperado, Drag Me to Hell, Downsizing, Godzilla King of the Monsters, Godzilla vs. Kong, Hurricane Season, which is a Netflix original Mexican drama. Locked In. Love in the Wild, Series 1. Mysteries of the Faith, Series 1. Nuovo Olimpo. Paul Blart Mall Cop. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Pitch Perfect. Satima Host Club. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Sherlock Gnomes. 6 Feet Under, Series 1 to 5. 16 Candles, Strawberry Shortcake, Perfect Holiday, Ted 2, The Addams Family, The Big Lebowski, The Change-Up, The Mummy, The Scorpion King, The Social Network, The Transporter Refueled, Think Like a Dog, Till Murder Do Us Part, Soaring vs. Haysum, Limited Series, Tyler Perry's Madea's Family Reunion, The Movie, Victorious Series 3, Whiplash, Wing Woman, on November 2nd, All the Light We Cannot See, Cigarette Girl Series 1, Higuta, The Way of the Scorpion, Onimusha Series 1, Unicorn Academy Series 1, November 3rd, Blue Eye Samurai Series 1, Daily Dose of Sunshine Series 1, Eric and Aaron Series 1, Fairy the Series Series 1, NYAD, Selling Sunset Series 7, The Taylor Series 3, Vacaciones de Verano, it's a Spanish family comedy. November 4th, Insidious The Red Door, wow, that's gone on there very quick. Lopez vs. Lopez Series 1, The Amazing Race Series 17 and Series 31. November 6th, Football Manager 2024, mobile, iOS and Android, part of Netflix Games. November 7th, Face Off, Multiple Series, The Improv, 60 and Still Standing. November 8th, Cyber Bunker, the Criminal Underworld. Escaping Twin Flames, Series 1, Buried, the 1982 Alpine Meadows Avalanche. Robbie Williams, Limited Series. Now, this is a documentary, a four-part documentary, which I'm really looking forward to watching, by the way. And it's basically about the highs and lows of Robbie Williams when he became a solo artist after leaving the boy band Take That in the 90s. So I'm really looking forward to it. I absolutely love Robbie Williams. I think, you know, I absolutely love his songs. I've grown up listening to his songs as well. So I am definitely going to be watching that in November. The Billionaire, The Butler and The Boyfriend Series 1. The Claus Family 3. November 9th, Akuma Kun Series 1. Bros Series 1. Resident Evil Death Island. Temple of Film, 100 Years of the Egyptian Theatre. Untamable, November 10th. At the Moment, Series 1. Fame After Fame, Series 1, new episodes weekly. Oregon, Team Ninja Warrior, Series 2. The Killer, which is a David Fincher thriller. And apparently, it's getting really rave positive reviews. So I'm really looking forward to watching that on November 10th. On November 11th, Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County, Series 3. November 14th, Criminal Code Series 1, Dubai Bling Series 2, How to Become a Mob Boss Series 1, Sabra Turner Series 1, The Netflix Cup Swing to Survive Live. November 15th, Feedback Series 1, First Wives Club Series 1 to 3, Matt Rife Natural Selection, Million Dollar Decorators Series 1. November 16th, A Nice Girl Like You, Best Christmas Ever, Downton Abbey, the motion picture, Harriet, In Love and Deep Water, Lone Survivor, Mutt, The Crown, Series 6, Part 1. November 17th, All Time High, Believer 2, Cocomelon Lane, Series 1, Holy Family, Series 2, Rustin, and Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, Series 1, which is the new animated Scott Pilgrim series. See You on Venus, Stamped from the Beginning, The Dads, The Queenstown Kings. November 20th, Shaz of Sunset, Series 1 to 2. November 21st, Leo, which is the brand new Adam Sandler animated movie. November 22nd, Crime Diaries, The Celebrity Stylist. High on the Hog, How African-American Cuisine Transformed America, Series 2. Squid Game, The Challenge, Series 1. November 23rd, Love Island USA, Series 3, My Damon, Series 1, My Little Pony, Make Your Mark, Chapter 6. November 24th, A Nearly Normal Family, Limited Series, Doy Boy, I Don't Expect Anyone to Believe Me, Last Call for Istanbul, Wedding Games. November 28th, Comedy Royale, Love Series 1, Love Like a K-Drama Series 1, Emoyoji Series 1, Verified Stand-Up Series 1. November 29th, American Symphony, Bad Surgeon, Love Under the Knife Series 1. November 30th, Hard Days, Obliterated Series 1, Family Switch, School Spirit Series 1, The Bad Guys, A Very Bad Holiday, and Virgin River Series 5 Part 2. So that's coming to Netflix in the US in November. Here in the UK, meanwhile, from November 1st, we've got Hurricane Season, Locked In, Miss Congeniality, I can't even pronounce that. Moon in the Day, Series 1. Nuovo Olimpo. Till Murder Do Us Part. Soaring vs. Haysom, Limited Series. Wing Woman. November 2nd, All the Light We Cannot See, Limited Series. Cigarette Girl, Series 1. Higurta, The Way of the Scorpion. Onimusha, Parasite. Unicorn Academy Series 1. November 3rd, Blue Eyes Samurai Series 1. Daily Dose of Sunshine Series 1. Ferry the Series, Series 1. NYAD Sly Series 1. November 8th, The Claus Family Series 3. The Claus Family 3 Series 1. Cyberpunk, The Criminal Underworld Series 1. Escaping Twin Flames Series 1. Robbie Williams, the documentary. November 9th, Akuma Kun, Series 1. November 10th, At the Moment, Series 1. Fame After Fame, Series 1. The Killer. November 14th, Criminal Code, Series 1. The Netflix Cup, Series 1. Subraterna Series 1, November 15th, Feedback Series 1, November 16th, Best Christmas Ever, In Love and Deep Water, November 17th, All Time High, Believer 2, Cocomelon Lane, The Dads, Rustin, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off Series 1, November 20th, Stamped from the Beginning, November 21st, Leo, November 22nd, Squid Game The Challenge Series 1, November 23rd, My Damon Series 1, November 24th, A Nearly Normal Family Limited Series, Last Call for Istanbul, My Demon Series 1, November 28th, Love Like a K-Drama Series 1, Emoyoji Series 1, November 30th, The Bad Guys, A Very Bad Holiday Series 1, Family Switch, Obliterated Series 1, and that is it. I feel as though there's nothing different from the UK list to the US list. I feel as though we're technically getting the same as what the US are. So, but there we go. I always go through just in case there is anything like other movies and stuff like that. You know, like, yeah, but it just feels like there's not really a lot. Okay, well, let's have a look and see what is leaving Netflix in November 2023. And we're going to start with the US first. So on November 1st, 100 Things to Do Before High School, Too Fast, Too Furious, 40 Love, A Fairly Odd Summer, After Earth, Batman Begins, B-Movie, Big Time Movie, Black Hawk Down, Cliffhanger, Collateral, Coming to America, Conan the Barbarian, Escape from Mr. Lementello's Library, Fast and Furious, Fast Five, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Girl Interrupted, Hey Arnold, The Jungle Movie, Into the Badlands Series 1 to 3, Jinxed, Just Go With It, Key and Peele Series 1 to 3, Killers, Legend of the Hidden Temple, Leon the Professional, Liar Liar, Liar Liar Vampire, Magi the Labyrinth of Magic, Man on a Ledge, Mile 22, Miss Congeniality, Miraculous Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir Multiple Series, Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron Blooded Orphans, No Strings Attached, Piercing, Pride and Prejudice, Replicas, Reservoir Dogs, Ride Along, Starship Troopers, Steel Magnolias, Summerland, Tagged Series 1 to 3, Terminator Genesis, The Big Short, The Boy Who Cried Werewolf, The Cable Guy, The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, The Fast and Furious, The Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, The God Committee, The Massively Mixed Up Middle School Mystery, The Negotiator, The Pink Panther, The Pink Panther 2, The Thunderman Series 1 to 2, The Yellow Birds, The Wiz, Uncle Buck, Vampires, Victoria Series 1 to 2, Voice. On November 4th, Distero C, Simon Calls, Soa, The Amazing Race Series 5 and 7, The Metamorphosis of Birds. Excuse me. On November 5th, A New York Christmas Wedding, Alone Together. November 6th, One More Try. November 7th, Damnation, Jerry Seinfeld, Comedian. November 9th, Lombok, The Railway Man. November 10th, Love 020. November 11th, Laguna Beach, Series 1 to 2. November 12th, A Very Special Love, First Love, The Beginning of Life 2, Outside. November 13th, Graceful Friends. November 15th, The Giant. November 16th, Accepted. Ambe Savam, Jeff Dunham All Over the Map. Kanathil Muthamittal, Loving. Nen Jamundu Ner Mayundu Odu Raja. The Irregular at Magic High School. November 17th, Anu Moser. Despicable Me, Despicable Me 2, Eternal Love. November 19th, Little Singham, Samundarka Sikanda, My Amnesia Girl, The Three Words to Forever. November 20th, One Punch Man Series 1, Puppy Star Christmas, Target. November 22nd, Brother. November 23rd, Hard Kill, Love Island, USA Series 1. Minions, The Rise of Gru. November 24th, Sick Note, Series 1 to 2. Southpaw, Valentino. and then November 30th, Disappearance at Clifton Hill. Let's have a look and see what's leaving Netflix UK in November. And we're starting with the 1st of November. I'm just going to take a quick sip. Okay, let's have a look. November 1st. Along Came a Spider, Annie, The Art of Love, Deck the Halls, The Hunger Games, Hunger Games Catching Fire, Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 and 2, The Killing of a Sacred Deer. Really? Hold on. I've got that movie on my Letterboxd watch list. Oh, man, I've got to watch it between now and Wednesday. Oh, no. Where's it going? Where is it going? Come on. Oh, God damn it. You know, I literally looked last night, right? Because I've got a few movies by A24, which I found were the top 10 highest rating A24 horror movies of all time. And obviously, Talk to Me is at number one. This is on that list. I can't remember what number it was at, but it's on the list. The Killing of a Sacred Deer. It came out back in 2017. I now need to check that out before Wednesday, before it gets removed from Netflix. Brilliant. Just brilliant. The Lady in the Van, Last Holiday, Le Weekend, Love and Friendship, The Pirates Band of Misfits, The Pledge, Red Eye, See for Me, Sex in the City, The Movie, Sniper Legacy, Wanna Be Courageous, We Need to Talk About Kevin. November 2nd, Hapless, Miraculous Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir, 5 seasons, Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron-Blooded Orphans, 2 seasons, Velvet Goldmine, Voice, 1 season. November 4th, Destero, Escape Room, Tournament of Champions, Freaky, The Metamorphosis of Birds, C, Simon Calls, Soa. November 5th, A New York Christmas Wedding, Alone Together, One More Try. November 7th, Jerry Seinfeld, Comedian, Sister Sister, 6 seasons. Sister Sister was on Netflix? How did I not know? Oh, well, I can't watch 6 series of Sister Sister between now and November 7th. That's just impossible. November 9th, Lombok, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a... November 10th, Love 020, Series 1, Passing. November 12th, A Very Special Love, The Beginning of Life 2, Outside. November 13th, Graceful Friends. November 14th, Girlfriends, 8 series. And November 14th, The Irregular at Magic High School. And that's all that's leaving Netflix in the UK at the moment in November. And I'm still disappointed. The Killing of a Sacred Deer is leaving Netflix on Wednesday. Which means I've got to watch it. I've got to watch it between now and Wednesday. So I'm going to have to find some time between now and Wednesday to try and watch that film. So, yeah. I may have to make it an emergency to watch. An emergency to watch. Anyway, so that is the Netflix stuff done and dusted. Now, I want to talk about Doctor Who because this week the release date has finally been revealed as to when we can expect to see Doctor Who back on our TV screens again. That's right, Doctor Who, starring David Tennant as the 14th Doctor, Catherine Tate as the companion Donna Noble, will be back on TV screens around the world on Saturday, the 25th of November 2023. That's right, it is streaming here in the UK on BBC iPlayer. It will be broadcasting on BBC One. Obviously, a time is still yet to be established, but we'll get that a little bit later on in November. And as soon as the air time is revealed, of course, I will reveal it here in the podcast as well. But Saturday, the 25th of November, is when Doctor Who is back on our screens here in the UK on BBC One and BBC iPlayer. Meanwhile, around the world, it's streaming on Disney Plus. That's right. Obviously, the BBC and Disney have kind of teamed up together to allow Disney to have the rights to Doctor Who for fans over in the US and around the world. So, yeah, so if you are looking to watch Doctor Who and you're not in the UK or Ireland, then Disney Plus will be the place to go to watch Doctor Who. If you're in like America or Canada or Australia and stuff like that, okay, it will be on Disney Plus around the world. Here in the UK, though, same as always, BBC iPlayer is where, if you do miss the episode, is where you'll be able to catch it. It's not going to be on Disney Plus here in the UK because obviously we have the BBC. And yeah. And of course, as part of us using the BBC services, they want us to use the iPlayer service to catch up or rewatch the episode over and over again. So yeah, I will for one definitely be watching the 60th anniversary on Saturday the 25th of November. First of all, I want to say wow, okay, because I kind of guessed that Doctor Who was going to be back on the 25th of November. A lot of fans on the internet were going, what was the date they were saying it was going to be? It was going to be like the middle of November. I think it was like, oh yeah, that's it. So they were going, oh, well, Doctor Who's going to be back on the 8th, on the 11th of November, then the 18th of November, and then the 25th of November. No. No, okay, just no, alright, I get it, November is the 60th anniversary month of Doctor Who, but it makes a lot more sense for them to show the episodes. I know it's 2 days after the anniversary date, but we're still getting the episode in November, and obviously the 60th anniversary celebrations will carry over into December when we get the other two episodes of Doctor Who. But yeah, I'd never really understood why they would start showing the episodes from like mid-November. I never really understood that concept. So it makes more sense for them to show the episodes from the 25th of November onwards. Reason being is because, so you got an episode on the 25th of November, which is the Star Beast. Wild Blue Yonder is coming up on a week later, the 2nd of December. And then the final episode in the 60th anniversary specials, called The Giggle, is going to be on the 9th of December, and obviously that's going to be the last episode of David Tennant's run as the 14th Doctor before we get introduced to Nishiti Gatwa as the 15th Doctor. So obviously that kind of makes sense, and the reason being is because the first episode is at the end of November, last episode airs like sort of in the middle of December. And then, when you think about it, you've only got 2 weeks. You've got 2 weeks after the final episode of the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who airs. It's then Christmas. And we already know that this year we're getting a Christmas special of Doctor Who. No doubt, I should imagine, it'll be back Christmas Day. I reckon we'll get a Christmas Day episode of Doctor Who. I wouldn't at all be surprised. I mean, I'm looking forward to finding out if it is the case, because if so, I really would love to give Russell T Davies a massive kiss on the forehead. You know, because honestly, he's done so much for this show since coming back as showrunner for Doctor Who. You know, he's brought back Murray Gold as the composer for Doctor Who's music, and we're talking the music that you hear all throughout the episodes, obviously the main theme and stuff like that. He's brought Murray Gold back. And I feel like Murray Gold, I know they brought in another music composer for Jodie Whittaker's run. I think it was Segun Akinola. And to be honest, I didn't really vibe with his kind of like Doctor Who music composure compared to Murray Gold. Murray Gold is kind of like, I guess you could say, the John Williams of Star Wars in terms of composing music for Doctor Who. You know, it just seems to go with everything in that moment of Doctor Who, you know. He knows when something is going to be intense, so he makes the music so intense and stuff like that. And, you know, honestly, like, even when you go back and, like, you hear, like, the 10th, before the 10th Doctor regenerates, and you listen to the song that's being, that you can hear in the background before the 10th Doctor regenerates into the 11th Doctor, you know, that had so much heart and emotion that went into that, you know? And that's probably one of my all-time favourite music composures that Murray Gold has done, as well as, like, the 11th Doctor's theme, and there's another one called The Shepherd's Boy as well. I love that one, which was during Peter Capaldi's run and stuff like that. So there is a lot of his, like, composures and stuff that I really do love, and I'm so glad that Russell T Davies was able to bring back Murray Gold to Doctor Who again. Obviously, I already love Russell T Davies because he's brought back David Tennant and Catherine Tate. Obviously, David Tennant is playing the 14th Doctor. He's not going to be anything like the 10th Doctor, apparently. And we'll find out why on the 25th of November. Given the fact that they released the trailer to Doctor Who about a month ago now or so, I feel like the 14th Doctor is going to be a bit more of an angry kind of Doctor. Like, so much has happened to that character in the last few years that I think to the point now where he's just there like, that's it. I'm now going to blow up with rage, you know, and I just don't care anymore. So, you know, I'm kind of excited to see David Tennant take the Doctor into a different direction. You know, yeah, I think he is going to be a more kind of like an unstable kind of Doctor, like an emotionally unstable Doctor. And I think he's going to be a lot more angrier than he's ever been before. So it'll be pretty interesting to see how that plays out on screen. But yeah, honestly, I mean, and then of course, there's the fact that Doctor Who is finally back to Saturday nights. Prime time on Saturday nights, Doctor Who is back. Obviously, over the last few years, we've been getting Doctor Who on a Sunday. I've never really understood why. Because, like, you know, when I grew up as a kid, I used to watch Doctor Who on a Saturday night. I always used to look forward to watching Doctor Who on a Saturday night as well. It was one of my Saturday night TV shows that I could not miss. And, you know, obviously, we're coming up to the 60th anniversary now. And I'm going back to that again, aren't I? Where it's going to be one of those Saturday night TV shows not to be missed. So I'm really looking forward to watching Doctor Who when it does come back on the 25th of November. We've got less than a month to go now until the first episode hits our screens. Of course, I will talk about each episode in the weekly podcast on the Friday. Okay, so I will talk about that then. Aside from that though, so that's the Doctor Who update that I wanted to bring to you. I'm just going to very quickly talk to you now as well about the Prime Video movies. Because I did say to you that in the last month I have been getting some movies on Amazon Prime. I've just found out that the movie Plane is available today on Amazon Prime, so under the original, so I'm assuming it's a Prime, or it might be an exclusive. Anything else? Oh, by the way, there's a documentary on Amazon Prime right now called Hot Potato. The Story of the Wiggles. Now, this is featuring the OG Wiggles. The Wiggles that I grew up with. I used to watch The Wiggles when I was a kid. And I used to love it. It was such a great show. You know, and back then, I believe they were kind of deemed like the kids' version of like the Beatles or something. But yeah, and you know, I am going to give that. I'm not really one to really watch documentaries too much. I'm not really a big documentary person. But given the fact that this show was my childhood, I used to watch this show all the time when I was a kid. I used to love it, you know, especially with, obviously, you know, the Wiggles wearing, what was it, blue, red, purple, and yellow. So, you know, yeah, I think it was more to do with that, really, you know, like the colourful outfits they used to wear on screen and stuff like that. So, yeah, but I'm going to give that a watch anyway at some point, because I do want to give it a watch. It's obviously a show I grew up with as a child, and I just would love to go back and see their story. From them just being, you know, best friends in Australia to rising to stardom and how it all started for them. And, you know, obviously, like, they were big on TV in America and in, obviously in Australia as well. They were here in the UK as well. I don't really know if they were really that big in the UK, though. I'm not really too sure, because I was too young to know all this stuff. But, you know, obviously, like, you know, they've made appearances with Barney the Dinosaur as well. Yeah, so it would be nice for me to go back and revisit the Wiggles and see the story behind the four men who formed this kind of children's boy band and became children's entertainers from when I was a kid. So, yeah, I would love to go back and watch that one. So I'm going to give that a watch at some point soon. There was something else I was going to say. I don't think there was. Was there anything else I was going to say? I don't know. I don't think there was. Because I can't know. I don't think there was. Okay, well, anyway. Oh, look, they've got a... Is it Kelsey? They've got a documentary on Kelsey, I think it is. Which is, I think, based on Travis. Which is Taylor Swift. Is it Taylor Swift? It might be Travis. Yeah, I think it is Travis. But it's based on Taylor Swift's new boyfriend. So yeah, that's come up under my originals and exclusives. I think that's really it. Really, that's all I wanted to say about Amazon. Aside from what I was gonna say next, which was actually, is there anything that's saying about coming soon? Is that, oh yeah, by the way, Crunchyroll, by the way, is now available to, you can now get Crunchyroll through Amazon Prime, by the way. It's now available, so you can get Crunchyroll through Prime. If I click on more details, what you can do is you can get Fan, so that, which is $4.99 per month. Or you can get Mega Fan, which is $5.99 per month after a 7-day free trial, which gives you, so the $4.99 per month gives you full access to Crunchyroll's library. But for £1 extra a month, you get full access to Crunchyroll's library and you can download to watch on the go as well. So if you haven't got internet whilst you're out and about and you want to take your device with you and watch something on the go, you're able to download it and watch it offline. But you've got things like Chainsaw Man, which is something that I really want to watch. They've even got One Piece on here as well. Now, hold on. Is this all of them? No. It can't be. It can't be all of them. No. Well, okay. Well, This is series 14, but this is going up to series 11. So how does that work? Hold on, series one. Right, okay. How does that work then? How have I just had series 14? I really don't know. That's just weird. But anyway. Well, anyway, if you want to go back and watch One Piece, it's on Crunchyroll. And you'll be there for ages going through it. Trust me, you will be. What else is there that's on Crunchyroll? Attack on Titan. Naruto. My Hero Academia. Digimon. Digimon? Oh, man. You know, when I was a kid, no joke, right? I used to be into Digimon. I remember it. I remember Digimon. Oh. You know, for old time's sake, is this like, as in like, hold on, why is it the 2021? Is this really 2021? Oh, is it not? Oh, no, it's not. Oh, well, you know, they used to have Digimon on in the night. Is it like the late 90s or something? They used to have Digimon on and I used to watch it and it was so good. But anyway, Digimon is on there. I believe it's the 2021 edition though, so it might not be as great as probably the original was. What else have they got on Crunchyroll from Prime Video? Berserk, Dragon Ball, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is on here as well. There's just a lot of, like, Japanese anime as well to get your teeth stuck into. So, yeah. So, Crunchyroll is now available to get as part of... Not as part of your Prime Video subscription, but you can add it on as an extra package, if that makes sense. Similar to what you can with like Shudder or BritBox and stuff like that. You can add those as extra packages to your Prime Video account. Crunchyroll is now on there as well as part of that. So, yeah. I just wanted to see if there was a coming soon section, because there does tend to be. You know, a few months ago, there was a film that came out, right, called Puppy Love. And I remember watching it. And it said it was... Hold on, was that Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Oh, I've actually got that film. I might watch that. Because I have got that on my watch list, actually. On Letterboxd. And I do want to watch it. But, yeah, it seems as though Puppy Love, this film that came out a few months ago, is not on Freevee. Which is a shame, because it was such a great film. I loved it. A lot. But it doesn't look like it's on here now, which is a shame. So, no, I can't see it. I can't see it. So, anyway, right, let me have a look and see. Is there anything else? Is there any, like, is there a coming soon section? New movies every day? No, that's not it, really. Well, here we go. Coming soon to Prime. Invincible. Oh, yeah, Invincible's coming next week. Butcher's Crossing. When's that coming? Doesn't say. I feel like it should say. When's it coming? Well, it doesn't say. Bizarrely, this is a Western movie. Okay, but it's got Nicolas Cage in it. Which is why I'm kind of intrigued to watch it. It's a Western, and I don't even like Westerns. So, oh man, that's just weird, isn't it? Don't tell me I've gone all the way back to the top again. Oh no, it's right here. Alright, well, I didn't realise Butcher's Crossing was coming soon to Amazon, but okay. What else is there that's coming soon that I'm intrigued to... you know what's funny is I was going to buy the... Because I'm going to get a couple of Christmas movies this year on Amazon to watch every year at Christmas. And one of them actually was The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, which is the Jim Carrey one. I was going to get that one, but it's actually coming to Amazon Prime in like a few days. So I'm kind of like, maybe I might just watch it as part of Prime. There's another film as well, which is coming to Amazon Prime that I'm planning to buy because it's such a good film and I love it at Christmas, called Jack Frost. You know what? I might just get these films just because, you just never know. You know, like, obviously, I'm only going to watch them at Christmas, obviously, because I don't watch Christmas movies during the year, but I might just still get them anyway, just so I can go, well, I've got them, just in case, like, for example, next year it's not on Amazon and, you know, I want to watch them. So yeah, so there we go. Let me have a look. Is there anything else? No, that's it. Right, okay. Very quick. I'm just going to go through the bits and pieces. Some of the movies, should we say, that I've brought. I'm not going to... Hold on one sec. Let me just go into movies, because that'll make it more better. How many movies do I have now? I think it's like 207 movies altogether since 2018. I mean, to be honest, I did get, I'm going to go from Bo is Afraid. So I've got Bo is Afraid, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, No Hard Feelings, Fast X, Barbie. I had to get Barbie. So, but I got those films a while ago. Joker, The Collector, The Collection. Again, I got those films a little while ago. So there we go. But these films I got fairly recently. Looney Tunes Back in Action, good film, really enjoy that film. I do love that film a lot. Pet Sematary from 2019, that was a decent movie, so I don't mind watching that one again. The Secret Life of Pets and Secret Life of Pets 2, The Angry Birds Movie and Angry Birds Movie 2, again, really like them films. Detective Pikachu, great film. Woody Woodpecker, which I have seen before, I've seen it a couple of times actually. And it is a really good film, so I thought I'll give that one a watch again at some point. Joyride, which came out earlier this year, which I bloody loved so much, and I'd happily watch that one again. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. I loved that film when that came out earlier this year, so I was like, yes, I have to get this on digital. The Passenger, which is a film that me and my friend Damon watched earlier this year, and it is a great movie. It's actually unexpectedly a really good film. So definitely, I will definitely watch that one again. Are We There Yet? No, quite a few of these now actually are family-friendly films that I've grown up loving, and I really want to watch them again, you know, over and over again. So Are We There Yet? Kangaroo Jack, The Magic Roundabout as well, because I haven't seen that film in years. I remember watching that film in cinemas years ago. I remember having it on DVD years ago as well. Monsters vs. Aliens. I used to love watching that on repeat years ago. Over the Hedge. That's a good movie. Shark Tale. Haven't seen that film in years, Shark Tale. So I'd love to go back and revisit that one. The Shaggy Dog, which surprisingly is not on Disney Plus, which is so annoying. And given the fact that, you know, it's a Disney movie, Tim Allen's in it, I would have thought it would have been on Disney Plus, but it's not, and it hasn't been for the last 3 years. So I can't see that changing anytime soon, and I really wanted to watch it. So I'm kind of there like, I'll buy it so that it's on there. You know, I don't think Disney are going to get it anytime soon. So, yeah. C-Spot Run, another great movie that I used to love watching when I was growing up. Sharkboy and Lavagirl, another great movie that I used to love watching when I was growing up. And then Child's Play 2019. So some of these are horror movies now. So Child's Play 2019, I had to do this. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, I had to get that one. I'm sorry, but I just had to. You know, it is... It does have comedic values to it, I'm not going to lie. The Boy 2, definitely had to get those ones. It from, when was it, 2017, I think it was. Yeah, 2017, and It Chapter 2. Good Boys, which is really, really funny. I love that film so much. Spree, which is another good movie, actually. I love Spree. Ali G in the House, the movie. It's so funny. It is so funny. Shaun of the Dead, Paul. And then there's a movie that Damon and Kim introduced me to a few months ago called Freddy Got Fingered, which is an absolutely bonkers, you know, it's got a bonkers title, and it is such a bonkers movie. If you've never seen the film before, give it a watch, because honestly, it's like as if somebody wrote this film whilst on acid. then made this film while they were on acid. It is just such an acid trip of a comedy movie. I just thought, you know what, I have to get this one. I did get the Mission Impossible movies as well, because weirdly, I've got Mission Impossible 6, right? I got it back in 2018. And then I then wanted to get Mission Impossible 8, and I was like, well, if I'm going to get Mission Impossible 8... Mission Impossible 7, sorry. If I'm getting Mission Impossible 7, I might as well get all the other ones as well, because then that way... I've got the franchise on my digital watch, on my digital list on Amazon. So, yeah. So, I decided to buy those. As well as Dead Reckoning Part 1. I also got Stuart Little 2 as well, because I've already got Stuart Little, but I didn't get Stuart Little 2. I also got Unfriended as well, because, again, I have Unfriended Dark Web, but not the first Unfriended film. And I do like Unfriended, because it is a good film. And then the final three movies that I have got, which I got in the last week, actually, is Cobweb, because I watched that recently, and it was a really, really good movie, and I do want to give it a watch again sometime soon. Sympathy for the Devil, which has got Nicolas Cage's probably best performance in, I wouldn't say in his career, but it is one of his best performances in that film. And Talk to Me. So I got that as well, which I got those last three movies on Monday this week. So, yeah. So, and by the way, I have on my watch list at the moment. Let me go on my watch list. There's a few movies that I still want to get, actually. So I want to obviously get Strays. But at the moment, I can only rent the film. I can't buy the film. So I am waiting for it to be available to buy so that I can buy the film. And then the next film that I do want to get, which I found out last night, actually, annoyingly, it's going to be £20. No. Saw X is out on Monday. At 12 a.m. At midnight. So, I don't know. I don't know whether to wait a bit longer. I don't know. Because Saw X is a good film. And I really did enjoy Saw X a lot. So, yeah. But Saw X is out on Monday in the UK. On digital. Okay. There is a couple of other movies that I do want to get. There's a film that stars Robin Williams called RV Runaway Vacation, which I used to watch a lot growing up as a kid. I remember watching that film on repeat. I do want to get that one because that is a good film. Mitchells vs. The Machines, which came out a couple of years ago on Netflix during the pandemic. Now it's just available to buy on digital. So I'm like, I'll get that movie because it is a good film. It is an animated movie, but it is a really good film, really good family-friendly film. And there's another film as well with William Dafoe in called Inside, which, again, I watched at the beginning of the year, and it is a really good film, and I want to get that one as well. So, and then after that, there's some Christmas movies that I do want to get, which includes Gremlins, Last Christmas, Better Watch Out, which is a horror Christmas movie, Violent Night, Jack Frost, Christmas with the Cranks, Elf, and The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. So I want to get those. But I'll get the Christmas movies probably nearer to Christmas. Yeah, probably nearer to Christmas. Also as well, actually, speaking of Christmas movies, this is probably the last thing I'm going to talk about, actually, before I do wrap up this episode of the podcast. So, Terrifier 3. So next week in the US, some lucky moviegoers are given the chance to go to their movie theatres and watch Terrifier 2 on November 1st. Now, afterwards, the director of the movie, Damien Leone, is going to be doing a Q&A. And straight after that, he's going to be hosting a special 2-minute plus teaser trailer for what fans can expect from Terrifier 3. Now, we already know, we already have it confirmed, that Terrifier 3 is going to be taking place at Christmas. So, I am really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to Terrifier 3 at Christmas. The last two movies have been set at Halloween, so I feel like it's going to be something different, you know, for them to do it at Christmas time. I did see the poster get leaked online yesterday, and it looks so damn awesome. Like, I'm not kidding. It looks awesome. You got Art the Clown wearing a Santa Claus apron, and you've got, like, these people's faces on a Christmas tree. Oh my god, it looks so good. Like, honestly, the poster for it looks just so epic. I mean, yeah, I really can't wait to... I can't wait for it to come out, because I think it's good. I think it's going to be next level to Terrifier 2. Even though I don't think you can take it up a notch from Terrifier 2, but I think they're going to. And I just can't wait. I can't wait for it. I really can't. But, I mean, there are rumours going around at the moment, because obviously we know that Scream 7 is in development, and Christopher Landon is directing the Scream 7. There is rumours that Scream 7 is set at Christmas as well. So we might end up getting two Christmas slasher movies on our hands at some point in the near future, which I'm all for. I am all for it. You know, I'd be happy for there to be more Christmas-themed horror movies coming out, you know, because I feel like there's not really a lot of Christmas horror movies that are out there. So it'll be nice if, like, a well-known IP or franchise did a horror movie set at Christmas time. You know, so, yeah, so there we go. Right, anyway, that is it from me for this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. If you did, then feel free to check me out on social media. My Instagram is SteveAgramOfficial. Threads is SteveAgramOfficial. Twitter is at SteveFlixPlus. And, of course, you can give me a follow on YouTube. Subscribe to my channel, SteveOfficial. Brand new video will be out on Monday, which is my weekly vlog, as always. Anyway, I will be back with another weekly podcast for you next week, which includes an update on the actors' strike. Also, as well, there is a little Apple event taking place next week as well. So I'm going to go through all the stuff announced at the Apple event on Friday next week, okay? Rather than do a separate podcast, so I'm going to do it all next week. And I'll also give you my thoughts on Five Nights at Freddy's, Pain Hustlers, Trolls Band Together, and The Cat Person as well, okay? I'll give you my thoughts on all four of those movies as well, okay? But until then, goodbye. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you guys again in next week's weekly podcast. Speak then. Steve's Weekly Podcast.